hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 11th of December, 2008. Federal deficit on pace to reach record $1 trillion. I guess you could say that this is rot with its own problems. Just this November deficit that the federal government ran up on us, keeping in mind that the government doesn't produce anything but debt and promises that they can't make good. Record U.S. November deficit alone, $164.4 billion. United States posted a record $164.4 billion budget deficit for the month of November, the Treasury said on Wednesday, as the costs of bank bailout and year-long recession continued to mount. Ooh, yes, as we well know. The deficit is expected to widen sharply in the near term due to the slowing U.S. Growth and plans for massive government spending to boost the economy once Mr. Obama takes office on January 20th. The Treasury said November's $309.2 billion outlays included $76.5 billion in purchases of equity in banks and $23.2 billion to buy mortgages-backed securities from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Wall Street analysts, polled by Reuters, had expected the U.S. $172.5 billion dollar budget deficit compared with a shortfall of the $98.2 billion in November. Well, that's what they expected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. November's outlays were also lowered by $20 billion. Oh, are we feeling better now? Receipts in November were only $144.8 billion compared with $151.1 billion in the same month last year. Well, you cannot fix this problem with borrowing. And things have changed dramatically. I'll get into what Mr. Paulson decided to do, along with the Ben Shalom Bernanke. But the federal government ran a record budget deficit, as I said, in November. But this is putting Uncle Sammy and you and I, because we are the payees, on track to post an all-time annual shortfall of $1 trillion, maybe even more. In just the first 2 months of the budget year that started October 1, the deficit totaled $401 billion and some change. Who's counting the millions anymore? Nearly matching the record gap of $455 billion posted for an all of last year. According to Treasury Department data released Wednesday, yesterday, if the deficit does not top $1 trillion for the current budget year, it would also would be a post-World War II high when measured as a percentage of the economy. Economy? Why is that like military intelligence? Why does that sound so strange when I say economy? We'll break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, and the increased red ink stems from both lower tax revenue and increased spending that is a result of a recessionary economy. I want to pump you up. Mr. Schwarzenegger is out there crying the blues. He needs a bailout package. They have a $14 or $15 or $16 or $17 billion, whatever, budgetary shortfall. The government is receiving less in business and personal income taxes while spending more on programs such as unemployment insurance and food stamps. Wait till Barack gets into office. He starts the New Deal Public Works program. And, folks, we might as well just have another war, build some war machinery, because that money stagnates. Once you pay it out for labor to do something and pay for the materials, it doesn't give you any more return. It's just sitting there. Just like a tank or a jeep or an airplane. If you don't blow it up, destroy it, and have to replace it, once you throw the money into it, there it is. It's static. It doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't circulate, in other words. And as I said earlier, reducing Treasury bond interest payable on the bonds to zero, might as well just get a coffee can and just put your money into that and bury it. That's how much return you're going to get out of that. Now, but, you know, we're still caught up in the bailout. Shall we or shan't we? in Washington, D.C. Emergency aid for the nation's imperiled auto industry was thrown into jeopardy Wednesday as some Republicans revolted against a hard-fought deal between Democrats and a Bush White House to speed a paltry $14 billion to the ailing carmakers. $14 billion. Over $100 billion will not keep these people afloat. And the Republicans' argument is, the people who are standing against this bailout, is let them go into Chapter 11. Because something was fascinating about all this testimony that was given before the banking or the committees, budgetary committees in Washington, D.C., is that General Motors is talking about not their profit. They keep reminding people of their losses. And this is not General Motors or Ford or Chrysler. It's also Toyota. It's also Nissan. They're General Motors, I think their sales are off 40%. The other Japanese guys that they allowed to bring into this country allowed the manufacturers to open shop here. So I guess we can do away with that argument of tariffs if, the upshot to this is we have American jobs. But, of course, the money flows right back out of the country. It does not circulate, and I'll use that term again, circulate in our own economy. But these people failed to mention any profits they made on their overseas operations. And of course, there was some concern as to where they were going to put their money. And I'm in agreement with Shelby. I was listening to this guy the last couple of days. I was captive in my house, buried under blankets. He said, it wouldn't matter if General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler were all operating in my state. I would still say the same thing. Let them be, Kay. Bring all this stuff out in front of a bankruptcy judge. Get everything which is demanded. Everything is on the table. And I've been hearing the UAW spokespeople out there saying, well, the UAW has already given concessions. We have the two-tier payments. In 2009, workers will be hired at half the rate that they were being hired to at before. Well, that's rather nice of you, UAW, because you, along with your people that you worked for, you're all complicit in running this little pony, sweaty little pony, right into the ground. But let them reorganize under Chapter 11. And the economy keeps going the way it's going. And, of course, there's no credit out there for people. That's still in stasis. Remember this, folks, that, the whole idea, if you're listening to Mr. Cash Carry, I call him Cash and Carry, that, well, we've got to stabilize the banks. We've got to stabilize the banks, and then we can start loaning money. Folks, I was talking to a guy at a car dealership, works at a car dealership. And he says, the blanket statement is that credit's frozen. He said, we're still able to get financing at good rates for cars. I said, really? How's that possible? He says, because we blow by the people that are taking the standard message of, the credit's frozen. We're not making any loans. And we talk to the individuals. We give the personal histories. We talk to the people, and they approve the loans. So this message is being sent worldwide that there's no credit available. There is some credit available out there. People are still willing to go in debt using the usury system to buy cars and durable goods and houses and whatever else. It's not completely frozen. But don't try just walking in your bank, plopping down at your local loan agent and saying, hey, I want to make a loan. They'll look at you and go, there's a freeze on loans. Why is there a freeze on loans? Why wasn't some of this socialized money being put and made available credit to keep this little engine chugging along as it did before? This has to be purposely done to drive the economy to an absolute standstill. There is no other explanation for it. You know, As I look at this, it is, it's not even the inmates running the asylum. It is the crooks that are running the asylum. Because the idiots running around doesn't matter. And all of this supposed power was handed, it wasn't bad enough that they flipped the banking system in this country how many years ago. No, they just gave them carte blanche to control everything. Well, and we're not even talking about the $700 billion bank rescue program. So far, $191.5 billion was spent over the last 2 months. So there's some billions left in that fund that, well, the auto companies were talking, well, can't we have that bailout money, that bank rescue, can't we have a few billion out of that? Folks, this is, and you've heard all the terminology. You've heard it all. You're going to reward people for failure. This is what I heard coming out of the politicians' mouths, the very same people that voted for the banker bailout to begin with. Well, isn't that a reward for people that can't run a business, that you're going to reward them by giving them taxpayer-backed money? Ah, so you see where the argument gets a little sticky here. Well, if we're willing to bail out the banks, why not the auto companies? Because millions of people depend on them. And all of the suppliers and the stores and the retail stores and on and on and on and on it goes. Where the true culprit and villain here is the banking system itself. And not one of these people, well, save for one, has said, wait a minute, I've got the answer. It's the banking system itself. Hello? But of course, that man will not be president January 20th of 2009 any more than I'm going to become a Chinese jet pilot. Now, a congressional oversight panel, and here's really the scary thought. Bureaucrats that can't run a Congress now wants to have the say in running car companies, where the car companies couldn't even run the car companies. Ah, a bureaucratic fix with money. Money that they don't have, which the printing presses, and not actually the printing presses, but the figures are being added into the column of the money they're making out of absolutely nothing. Mortgaging the future of America? What future? These bankers have to go, folks. How in the hell do we get rid of them? The only way to do that is the very same people that voted to turn this economy over to private corporation. And see, here's another thing that nobody mentions on the Hill. Well, we're talking about corporations that can't run a business. Why should we bail out corporations? Hello, what is the banking system? That is a corporation. Privately run, for profit, what is that? You bailed that one out. Why not a few lousy car companies? What's the deal? Greg in Colorado. Hello, Greg.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I just got one little point that I'd like to make of what happened back in April or May sometime. I remember the Pope came out and said, it's a sin to get rich.
Isn't he sitting on the most lucrative small nation on the planet Earth?
but did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
The Pope made a statement and said it's a sin to get rich. And then everything went down.
So am I to extrapolate from that that the Pope spoke and people paid attention?
I don't know. Pope spoke and some buttons were pushed? Strings were pulled?
Maybe the Pope can read a newspaper like everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, basically what the Pope did was he declared a new sin.
Well, it hasn't it always been a sin? Greed, avariciousness, and all the seven deadly sins? Got a break, Greg. We'll be right back.
He Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance, that's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing okay.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm still pumped up on the NyQuil and stuff, but I'm able to breathe and able to talk.
Well, I'm glad you're in here on that circumstance.
What's on your mind, George?
You know, the thing is to say how we get rid of the bankers. And I looked at it from the money masters and all that stuff, and Jesus, the only time he ever used force was to drive out the money changers.
Yeah.
And that should be a very good indicator of what we Christians must do. Because I don't really, because, you know, the other side who want to grab the guns, they'll sit there and go, well, you got to use the system. You got to go by peaceful means. And I don't really see that happening because they never want to use peaceful means, but they want to put us in a corner. And I really see on the next few months, I really see our movement thriving because our backs is up against the wall.
Well, and George, I think a lot of people are going to get a little bit more serious of what they've heard over the years and either poo-pooed it, didn't take action on it, didn't research it further, didn't spread the message, because they have forgotten one thing, that we the people, we are the government, and they need to take their rightful role once again.
Well, I'm still praying Ron Paul get an exploratory committee together and see about running for governor, because I'm not too impressed with K. Billy Hutchinson.
Well, and nobody should be, and you're right. If Ron Paul knows this, he still wants to keep his hand in the Washington circles. Not that he's done, and he brought himself a lot of notoriety with the running of the president deal here. People now know who Ron Paul is, but that was to no avail. We saw how he was squeezed out on that deal. And if Ron Paul is the man who I think he is, or maybe he aspires to be, he should be the next governor, and I think he can get in there, even with vote fixing and all the other associated problems. I think he could be the next governor of Texas. And that would be going a long way as a stopgap measure for the New World Orderites building their highways here, of once again taking control of the state here, or the republic, as people will remind me. And I think that that is this man. He's going to be 74 years at the time, but even... And I don't want to be mean here, but even if Ron Paul had a stroke and half of his brain only worked, being governor at the age of 74 here in Texas would be a damn sight better than Kay Bailey Hutchinson or Rick Perry or anybody else. So if the man is genuine and he is running down to the end of his life, there's fewer years ahead of him than there's a lot more behind him. It's happening to us all by every minute we are alive on this planet, that that is the one thing that I think that this man's destiny is carved out for him to do. I have no argument with them, with you on that issue, but the question is, George, will he do it?
Well, you know, the thing is, I think if he won the governorship of Texas, it would be more of a shockwave through the halls of power. Nationwide, I'm talking through state houses and state legislatures, even up in Washington, D.C., because you'll have two classes. You have the governors and the legislatures, by Ron Paul being as governor in other states, empowering them to step up to the plate, or you're going to have people scared because now the jig is up.
Well, and again, I agree with you, and this would do more. I mean, we saw people activated. We saw them come out of their slumber. We saw them paying attention. The people that didn't even know the function of government, who's supposed to be doing what and under what rules, Ron Paul slapped them awake. And he did it on a national basis. But I am in agreement with you, George, that somebody like a Ron Paul has to step up and energize the people that have been long asleep in this state and many other states. I don't want to just pick on Texas here, because we do things bigger and better and badder down here in Texas. But I couldn't be more in agreement. I could see of no other state making a ripple effect as you have mentioned, and to energize the people here in Texas to throw these bums out of the legislature, reacquaint themselves again with the Constitution and the rule book, and let's get on with the serious business of putting this thing back together and get back to the business of really living and enjoying what precious few short years that we do dance on this earth. George, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
All right. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Yesterday, I was up to no good mostly, and I went into my local bank here in Lancaster County, and I had a copy that I had printed from the Internet on the 1792 coinage act. I was telling the loan officer at the bank, I said, there had been a fraud perpetuated on the American people, you and me. I said, this is not your fault. It's not this particular bank's fault. But what you're doing is you're issuing fraud money.
Tom, can you do me a favor? Shoot the phone. Thank you. Okay, there we go.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I said, what you're doing is you've perpetuated a fraud on this, and I said, here is what the coinage act of 1792.
I'll tell you what, Tom, let me take the break. Boy, this is timely. Let me take the break. Kill the phone. I'll bring you back on the other side.
Hook.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks. We must
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Tom, before I come back to you here again, folks, I need to sell 20 of these packages to pay a few bills around the network. If you haven't noticed, the economy is going to hell in a handbasket. And we're running this special. Now, if you buy it by Tuesday, folks, you can get this before Christmas. And I can think of no better Christmas gift. Christmas package includes two Berkey lights. It's two of them, complete units, along with the two black Berkey filters. These are two packs, I should say. Four PF2s. And these are really nice to have on there. Folks, I mean, any kind of, if it even looks like water, you run it through this Berkey, you have purified drinking water. How many of you people out there used to drink bottled water? I hope you saved your bottles because you can just fill up your, that's right, your used bottled water. Why pay for somebody else's bottled water that you don't even know where it came from or if it's even purified? Now, that whole package is $824, but we're throwing $186 worth of freebies in there. Two KDF shower filters. Tired of smelling the chlorine when you're taking a shower? The biggest organ of your body, folks. Guess what it's hitting? That's right, your skin. Four free sport bottles. You know, carry one in your car for emergency uses. You know, carry one with you to work. four Citizens Rule books, great stocking stuffer. And again, that's $186 of free stuff. Or if you want to go for the other package, two big Berkeys again with two black Berkey filters, an additional two black Berkey filters, another two-pack, the four PF2 filters. That one is $926, but that's not all. We're going to throw in, the KDF shower filters, two of those, six free sport bottles, and 10 Citizen Rule books. Now that's a value of $248 of stuff absolutely free. Give us a call here, folks. I got to move the inventory. 800-724-2719. The revenue flow must continue so the show can go on. Tom in Pennsylvania, is your phone dead now? Did you kill it?
I unplugged it.
Okay, great.
I have two lines down here that's squared away. It won't happen again.
All right.
So I told the lady, she was working as a teller, and she's also the loan officer, and I explained to her what this tells you what exactly a dollar is. So many grains of silver. I said, it's right in there. I said, I didn't copy the whole 1792 coinage act, but I did copy it up so that you know that you're not giving me a dollar, that you're giving me paper, a fraud, just that somebody owes somebody a dollar down the road. And she says, what do you want me to do with this? I said, read it. And I said, pass it on to the other girls in the bank. And I said, I certainly hope you let the management of the bank see this too. And I said, do you remember when we used to have silver certificates? And she said, yes. She said, as a matter of fact, I have one right here. And she reached out and she pulled out a 1935 series silver certificate, which says, this certifies that there's on deposit in the U.S. Treasury $1. Okay. So now if this certifies it, this says $1, then it's not a dollar, I was telling her. And she looked pretty confused. And I thanked her very much for her time, and I left. After she gave me, I traded an FRN for the silver certificate, of course. I'm going to keep that because they're very rare now, getting to be rare. And that's the story that I have, John.
Well, and, I took that to the next level. I had the bank branch manager, the assistant manager, the loan officer, every one of the tellers at my bank, and I gave them a quick lesson on the history of money in this country, just as you did with your teller there. And that was on a Friday afternoon, and just for some reason, it was like the seas parted, the front doors locked, nobody else came into that bank, and I had their rapt attention for about, 12 to 15 minutes. And I told them, I said, now, and I handed them all copies of America, Freedom to Fascism, and then instructed them. I said, study up on this. Watch it over the weekends. You're all used to watching good, entertaining programming. I said, this will fascinate you. I'll be back on Monday for the test.
Dale, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
What is the status of Aaron Russo's widow as far as you're selling the copies again?
Well, I said that we have discovered a couple of boxes were stuck in inventory. We have still copies of that available, American Freedom to Fascism. Just call the network, 800-724-2719. I'll tell you what, when you're visiting Grandma's house and everybody shows up for dinner, boy, what a wonderful thing to pop in the DVD player and just have a whole lot of fun with it. We still have copies of those available.
Okay, but is she still protesting you distributing them?
Oh, it's sure. She's not a patriot. I can absolutely, positively, 100% guarantee you. She got with her lawyer and she's smelling money. She wants to sell the $9.95 version in the nice shrink wrapped plastic case, and she wants $10. And
she went, oh, my.
Yeah, so,
okay,
you know,
understand.
you can buy it from us for $1.25. It comes in a little plain little white sleeve, but it's the very same presentation that was nationally seen. And
well, then I'm going to buy 10 more.
Well, then there you go.
Thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry about that phone. It won't happen again.
Okay, well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. All right, I got a little story here to tell you. I'll take another call here. But just to show you the collusion with General Motors, and this was, they keep pushing, And this was really fascinating, folks. At a time when you use what you have to the best of your ability, you don't change the proverbial paddle in the canoe in the middle of the river, especially when it's a raging river and you're getting ready to go over the falls. But this is what we're told we have to do. Bring on different technologies, renewable resources, right in the middle of an economic tsunami. We're told to change the proverbial paddles. So I'll get into that here in a minute, and that just shows you the collusion of the corporations, one washing the hand of the other. Lila in Florida, good evening.
Yes, John, I want to tell your listeners that buying a birthday for your family members is absolutely terrific. I bought all my birthdays from you in 99. I gave them as Christmas presents, and every year I know that those kids are safe and their families are safe. Buy a Berkey.
There you go. I mean, yeah, buy the Berkey. I mean, I got bills to pay. I've got our T1 people to pay that were a couple of months down, huh? And, you know, the economic downturn has hit everybody. But, Lila, it's important that we stay on the air.
Yes, it is. And I want everybody to know how wonderful it is to have a Berkey. Even when you move, you have a different water source. Your Berkey gives you the best water possible. You have a sense of feeling. I even have an extra crown Berkey with me.
Good. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, with all the freebie stuff we're giving away with that, the KDF shower filters and the sports bottles and all that other stuff, it is essential, folks. You can go a couple of weeks without food, but try going a couple of days without water.
It's 3 days without water, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. 3 days, and that's if you're just sitting and not moving around and burning up the, you know, we're nothing but water bags anyhow. What are we, 96, 97% water? And my animals, my dog and my cats will not, and I mean they will not drink city water. If you pour it out of the tap and put it in a bowl, they smell it and they sit there and they look at you. And they won't drink it. The only water that they will drink, and I trust the wiles of God's creatures, sometimes they display more sense than us, but I'll take it from a dog and a cat that won't drink city water and they'll only drink Berkey water. Now that tells you something.
Yes, it does.
Lila, thank you, dear.
Uh-huh. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. So what has the General Motors people been up to now? As I started to say that, you know, we're told that, you know, we've got to shift gears here. We've got to go with renewable energy. You know, we're still talking about, oh, well, the Saudis or the oil producers, OPEC, they want to cut supply. They want to cut supply. Here we are, what, 35, 40 years later, still talking about Saudi Arabia or the oil-producing, exporting countries? Did people forget about Gull Island? Did people forget about the oil that we still have here inside the United States and off our shores? Are you telling me that the oil companies are no longer selling oil products, petroleum products, selling gasoline, still making a profit? That's right. Not as big as it was before, but they're still making the profit. That we have to somehow shift gears. Well, we have this carbon tax and global warming and, well, you know what the heck with all that? Try telling people down in New Orleans there's global warming when they just got 4 inches of snow. It's been cold here in Texas, folks. Tell me there's global warming going on. Al Gore and the boys? The 30,000 scientists that come out and said, you know what? Phooey on your global warming. Studies have been done on the sun, what the sun has been up to. Maybe, just maybe, there's been a half a degree increase in mean temperature in the oceans. Oh, but they're declaring an absolute disaster, and if we don't do this now, we're all going to be dead in 10 or 20 years. We're all going to be dead. If we keep on going the way we are right now, we're going to be dead just from the stress and the strain of all these things. This is not the time to shift gears in the middle of the river. Ain't time to do it. We need to use the resources we have, bring them to market, and let's quit dealing with these people. Why are we still dealing with them? And then, of course, the confusion and the chaos continues. And we've got our head on a little swivel, and it's now spinning at, I don't know how many hundreds of RPMs. My neck is sore. Enough of this stuff. Enough. Well, this it made me laugh, but again, it shows you the collusion for this technology for electric vehicles. You're seeing commercials now run on television about clean coal. There is no such thing. It's a fantasy. It's a farce. How is most of the generated electricity in this country? Coal-fired plants. We got a few nuclear reactors out there chugging away. Yeah, yeah. But where is the majority of our power in this country coming from? It ain't from the wind. It ain't from nuclear energy. It is from coal-fired electric plants. Christian Hill, that does Investor's Daily Edge, and I read this today, and it just made me laugh. He wrote articles on the General Motors and the EV1, Electric Vehicle 1. And he said it generated quite a bit of reader feedback, and many of you asked the same question. If GM could build the EV1 to go 150 miles on a full charge 10 years ago, why can't the Volt only go 40 miles on a full charge today? That's the new car that's going to save General Motors, folks. You know, they need that R&D money. Well, that's an excellent question. Surely battery technology has advanced in the last 10 years, last decade. Yeah, but that's not the real problem. The battery pack powering the EV1 was the nickel metal hydride batteries, or known as NIMHs. I'll just refer to them as the nickel batteries. The Volt will be powered by lithium-ion batteries like the ones in laptops and cell phones. We're all familiar with them. So the battery technology has advanced in the last 10 years, but I think the problem of reduced battery range goes beyond that. And he says, I think the regression in battery capability is intentional, and here's the reason why. In 1994, General Motors bought a controlling stake in ECD Ovionics. Now, by doing this, GM gained control over the development and manufacturing of Ovionics' large nickel batteries. This move also provided GM with all the patents on the batteries. Now, as mentioned, these nickel batteries were used in the final examples of the EV1 back in 99, almost 10 years ago, and reportedly worked just fine, flawlessly. Now, fast forward just a couple of years to 2001, and a relatively unpublicized transaction took place. GM sold its shares of ECD Ovionics and the patents to guess who? Texaco. Yeah, the oil company. 6 days later, Chevron completed its purchase of Texaco. So now the battery technology that allowed the EV1 to run 150 miles without a single drop of gasoline is now in the hands of one of the largest oil companies in the world. In 2003, Texas Ovionics Battery Systems was renamed Cobasis, a 50-50 joint venture between Chevron and ECD Ovionics. Independently, Chevron owns 20% stake in ECD Ovionics. Now, you're probably guessing that an oil company with the patents to a very effective battery technology would never let that technology see the light of day. It could very well put them out of business. Well, at least hamper their profits on their petroleum products. To state that the technology was buried is not entirely true. But what Cobasis did is extensively limit the ability for anyone to get their hands on the nickel batteries. And anyone found utilizing the nickel metal hydride battery technology that Cobasis had patents on were sued and sued repeatedly, such as Panasonic. In essence, Cobasis controlled the market for the nickel metal hydride batteries, and they were doing their best to make sure none of the batteries made it into any electronic vehicles. Now, that brings us nearly full circle here to the current crop of electronic vehicles, including the touted Volt. The Volt, as mentioned, will run on a costlier lithium-ion battery, which will drive up the cost of the Volt. GM has could have used the cheaper and proven nickel batteries, but alas, again, they sold the patents to Cobasis, Chevron. Do you think Chevron would allow the Volt to be produced with the nickel batteries, eliminating the need for gasoline engine to supply power after 40 miles? Not a chance. Now, to be fair, Cobasis is allowing their nickel batteries to be used in the Chevy Malibu Hybrid, the Saturn Aurora Hybrid, and the Saturn View Hybrid, but all those vehicles are hybrids, so they still rely on what? Gasoline. Not one vehicle utilizing the Cobasis batteries as a source of power. But it gets better. The company chosen to supply the lithium-ion batteries for the Volt is called an A123 system. And guess who they are partnered with? Cobasis. Well, that's just great. So this kind of brings it all together. Battery technology from 10 years ago that powered the car 150 miles is now controlled by the oil company. And a new hybrid vehicle in production now relies on batteries from that oil company. I understand. We'll be back to finish out this edition of the National Intel Report.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Well, if you remember what Hanky Panky Paulson, what he did, he scrapped the plan. He sold to the representatives. Remember the $700 billion bailout. And, of course, he changed his mind from buying the illiquid bad mortgage debt and opted instead to attempt to prop up the ailing financial industry through the purchase of stock in these financial institutions. Now, this shift occurred within weeks after Paulson proposed that emergency plan to save the banks, save us from ourselves. And, of course, we understand his credibility is suffering. The money's in the bank, so to speak, All of this was done within weeks after he claimed financial conditions would worsen if he were not given the $700 billion. Now, that figure just magically ballooned from $700 billion into the trillions that we now see. Now, all this was accomplished as Paulson was given no oversight and apparent immunity from any future legal charges. Now, what about the shift from the original plan, the one that was the premise for the whole bailout thing? Well, remember, the one about the buying the bonds, the debt, carried on the books of the banks that were not marketable? Well, his new idea to buy stock preferred or otherwise, if not much better, if at all, for the biggest of the big are falling like stones from the sky. Citicorp C Common Stock is selling for under $4 a share. Bank of America is near 10. Both are at a decade low plus, just like the S&P 500 and the most widely held security of all. Now, you can see what the market thinks of Paulson's plan. Now, he was given the power of attorney of America. Now, what about the no oversight provision of the so-called bailout plan? Since when does the government appointed officials have no accountability? Why on earth would anyone endorse a no oversight provision in the most important and most expensive economic stimulus plan in the history of the world? Well, just ask your representatives if they'll return your call. They misrepresented you as official polls recorded broad dissatisfaction from the public of this so-called bailout fiasco. Now, why didn't Congress insist on a viable business plan, complete with the empirical study with confidence levels of probable success from Paulson and his crew? Does Congress not understand the importance of a business plan in order to establish a probability of success? Why were the American people not allowed to vote on the biggest, most important, most expensive economic plan in the history of Western civilization? Perhaps it was all according to a plan implemented by only a few at the expense of many and many more to come. Now, you think of this type of management of venture capital would fly in the real world of private business without repercussions in the form of fraud charges and civil lawsuits and perhaps criminal charges? Oh, yes, I would say fraud would be a good term to use to start, malfeasance and all those other fancy little names. Well, no? Well, then why, ladies and gentlemen, are you letting a non-elected government official get away with a blatant misuse of your venture capital that was obtained through this deception and outright fraud? Welcome to the new America. I mean, it is what it is. Now, we're all familiar with 1929. We suffered with the banks then. They got a little foolish in the 20s, decided things were a little out of control. They stopped loaning money to people, put a freeze on the ye old credit. And, of course, we had to suffer with these clowns for 11 years. And we were still in pretty good shape. Fought a war, felt good about ourselves, ran up a little bit more debt, made the bankers happy. Well, at least we fed the beast for a little while. But again, folks, the same fault in 2008, soon to be 2009, with an absolutely record disaster-breaking era in Western civilization due in 2009? 1929 looks almost manageable and almost preferable. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel on the flip side, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thinking about what to buy your